What's up, y'all? These podcasts are sponsored by Ocean Eagle Kayak Adventures at OceanEagleKayak.com. Ocean Eagle Kayak is a kayak guiding service out of Virginia Beach. It is their mission to provide a fun, custom-guided kayak adventure, stressing safety while leaving all traveled waterways unspoiled. Ocean Eagle Kayak offers kayak nature tours, kayak dolphin tours, and kayak fishing tours. Most of the time out of the easy accessible Rudy Inlet at the resort area of Virginia Beach. But Ocean Eagle Kayak will customize a guided kayak tour to suit your needs. Allow Ocean Eagle Kayak's experienced guides to the opportunity to share their knowledge of local fish, wildlife, and Virginia Beach waterways. All you need is a hat, weather-appropriate clothing to get wet, sunscreen, snacks, and sunglasses. Shoes that will get wet and a smile. Ocean Eagle Kayak will take care of the rest. It's Ocean Eagle Kayak at OceanEagleKayak.com. These podcasts are also sponsored by my DVDs at KayakKevin.com. The Kayak Fishing Chesapeake Bay series and the Bay Tour DVD. The Kayak Fishing DVDs are broken up into a trilogy. Number one is the intro into our fishery, which has a full year's worth of footage for more of the larger fish targets in the lower Chesapeake Bay. The instructional sequels are broken up into two parts, the warm water and the cold water species. Number two is the warm water species with detailed instruction on the rigs and the fishery itself, spanning from the red drum at the shoals, flounder in the summer, and the summer structure species around the bridge, and sight casting the red drum and striper. Number three is the cold water species with detailed instructions and how-to of the fisheries of the winter targets, tautog and the eastern shore striper fishery. The Chesapeake Bay Tour DVD is a six-week, 600-mile tour I did around in 2010 around the Chesapeake Bay, filmed in kind of a Survivor Man style, showing everything I do and look for when I'm on a long-distance tour. All of these DVDs are available at KayakKevin.com. And of course, these podcasts are sponsored by Yak Attack, yakattack.us. Yak Attack is the leader in the kayak fishing industry who specializes in kayak fishing rigging solutions. As kayak anglers themselves, they are tightly integrated into the kayak fishing community and are acutely aware of what the sport needs. It all starts off with gear track and or the mighty mount. The gear track comes in all different sizes and colors, and the screw ball that attaches to it connects everything to your boat. What that is a variety of rod holders and camera mounts for your still cameras and your GoPros. Your light poles with the day flags that folds into the flags. Fish finder mounts and your black pack crate system. All of Yak Attack's products are made in the USA. A few years ago, Yak Attack set the gold standard in kayak visibility with the Visi Carbon Pro. Fast forward to today, and it remains the most dependable light flag combination in the industry. The 48-inch deployed height against the flag and the light up where it can be seen. The 14-inch collapse length lets it stow away when it's not in use. The high visibility flag doubles as a pouch, making it easy to pack away in the store. The expected lamp life of 10,000 plus hours on the ultra bright, high efficient LEDs, and at least 100 hours from the three AA batteries that are included. The carbon fiber mass is strong and lightweight, and the narrow profile offers low wind drag. The soft foam keeps it afloat, and it fits into most rod holders. Available in an array of mounting options that fits just about all boats and popular mounts. Don't compromise with safety. Depend on what tens of thousands of other paddlers trust. There is only one Visi Carbon Pro. That's Ocean Eagle Kayak at OceanEagleKayak.com. My DVD is at KayakKevin.com and Yak Attack at YakAttack.us.
Alrighty.
Here we are. We're back, folks.
Hi, this is podcast number 59. It is July 8th, 2015, and it's just me and Lee today, and which is cool because we've been fishing.
And we don't have any friends. So, it is what it is.
So, yeah, it's just going to be one of those hangout ones, and yeah, already a nice picture when we were out the bat. Right? Yeah, just looking at you, just hitting that dolphin picture.
That was the one we've already talked about, though. That was back with Jay. On Howard's boat, I think we already talked about that.
What, did he just put the pictures up?
He just went through his files and just posted a random bunch of pictures. Man, he's got pictures everywhere from... They go back as far as I think this day is the furthest day back, and then...
So that was one of the... Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I guess, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. That was the last time we talked about any fishing. It's been 2 weeks. I actually had to go back and kind of look and see what I've been, what's my 2 weeks been, so I you remember what to talk about. So that was you already talked about that one. But still, that's a good picture. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Shiny.
There's light color ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was fun. We did that again. I did that this week with Rick, or last, you know, Friday with Rick.
And Rob, right?
And Rob.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rob, that was interesting because I normally respond to the I'm coming down tomorrow. If the weather's bad, I normally am like, look, man, really? Like, I could see that the wind was going to blow out of the north.
Right.
It wasn't going to blow super hard all night, but it was going to blow 8, 9 all night, 10 all night. It said.
Yeah.
Out of the north, and then it wasn't supposed to turn around any other direction. It was supposed to lighten up a lot. But it's not supposed to turn around until the middle of the day towards any other direction. And I know full well what the bay looks like on anything out of the north. So I didn't say anything, you know, whatever, man. Maybe they see a better forecast than I see or something. You know what I mean?
And they're coming down to...
Rob's just charging the sheep's head and spade fish.
Kayak fish, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
With Billy and I think Tommy was going. Tommy DeWitt and Zagolski. Out chasing carp, talking about, I asked him about the podcast, he's talking about some of scouting new spots.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet he's scouting his carp spot? Drainage ditch, man.
That's right, he's hooked, and he's getting them too, and he's getting them being on fly rods, so yeah.
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 He still ain't caught no mirror carp yet. He ain't like your boy.
What's that?
Kyle Sawyer catches those big mirror carp.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird looking things. So yeah, Rob got down here in the morning, and I ain't completely even, I wasn't even thinking about that, man. I woke up at 4:30 and got my stuff loaded and was going to meet Rick at Rudy at 5:30. So I get down there and we get the boat in the water, man, and we're getting the outriggers pulled out. Rick put outriggers on his boat, so we're pulling them out. This is the second time he's used them. He used them the day before with Zach. He went fishing with Zach. They went out, Zach caught a 23.5-inch flounder, a 22.5-inch flounder, a 17-inch flounder, and before he met up with Rick and Rudy, he caught an 18-inch flounder and lost another keeper at the boat. So he got his limit of flounder for the day. He got his 4. He didn't keep any more than 4.
Yeah.
He got his limit for the day.
Yeah.
Between the boat and the kayak.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we planned on going further the next day to the wrecks, and, got the ballyhoos and stuff like that the night before. Rick got them from Anthony down at Princess Anne. And Rob just calls out of nowhere. My phone rings. And all I can think is overtime at work, you know what I mean? Which, right. I mean, I'm already standing on Rick's boat.
You're not going, but yeah.
I can't. I mean, if I didn't have plans, of course, but I mean, I'm standing on the boat. I don't even have time to go home and get stuff to go to work.
Yeah.
But like 5:40, 5:45, my phone's in my pocket. We're pulling outriggers out. I'm like, dude, my phone's ringing. Who the hell is calling? I look at my phone, it's Rob Choi. I'm like, oh, dude, he was supposed to go kayak fishing this morning. What's up, man? And he's like, so I heard you and Rick might be going on a little trip. And I was like, where are you? How far from Rudy are you? Because I know he's going to CBBT, and he's probably already, Rob talks about the butt crack of dawn. We're meeting at 5:30. Rob's probably already going to be at the spot by then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, he's like, man, I'm at Pleasure House. Bring it.
Yep.
We're ready. So, Rob came. Yep. Last minute. I don't know where. Dude, not what he expected when he left Richmond that morning. Not at all. He didn't even ask what we were doing, really. I mean, I guess Billy might have told him a little bit.
Just going. Yeah.
We're going.
Yeah. So y'all head offshore. It's not an inshore trip, right?
30 miles.
Okay, so, yeah.
That's considered inshore. I mean, we're not to the canyon, not Gulf Stream.
Right.
But there's flyers. Well, as soon as we get past the tower, there's flyers.
Flyers.
Flying fish.
Okay.
Which are one of Mahi's favorite food.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, everything's favorite food, actually. I guess they're super delicious. I don't know. They're really cool looking. Have you ever seen flying fish?
Yeah.
No. Not sea robins
now. No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. No, I've never been offshore that far to see them.
Yeah.
I can't recall seeing that I've seen them. No.
So, we start seeing those, you know, just past the tower. Anyway, we get close to the wrecks and decide we're going to put them out and troll through the wrecks because, you know, why pull up right up on top and set the shit out? You know what I mean? So we set the baits out, and within 4 or 5 minutes, boom, we got one. And then we got another one not long after that, and then...
This is just trolling.
Trolling, ballyhoos.
Yeah.
And then nothing for a while. Like, a long while. Yeah. 2.5 hours, maybe.
I'm still trolling.
Yeah. So finally we're like, you know what? I guess we'll just try and fish the wrecks.
Yeah.
Pull the stuff up, go to fish the wrecks, the first drift across the first wreck we go to, 20-inch flounder Rob catches. It's in the video he put up. Did you see the video?
I still haven't looked at it yet. No.
Yeah, it's short. It's cool.
Yeah. I'll look at it tonight when I get home.
Anyway, it catches a 20-inch flounder. So we're like, cool, we'll do some flounder fishing. Yeah. I've got a Lucanus jig still on because triggerfish, sea bass, whatever. You know what I mean? There ain't got to be a whole school of them down there if there's a nice one.
How deep is this? 60?
I think they're like 80 to 100.
Okay.
80 to 100.
Yeah.
And so... nothing for the next two drifts, and then all of a sudden I'm reeling the Lucanus jig and I'm like, meh, I'll come up a little higher. So I start reeling over the last two drifts, I've just reeled a little higher, and then before I dropped it back down, well, anyway, I come up a little higher this time, and then all of a sudden it just takes off. Not like a sea bass hit it, not like just like what happened last year,
right?
I'm like, dude, not again. Really? Again? And I'm just cranking on the reel. And this one comes up, and it's a small one this time. Last year was a nice-sized gaffer that had the Lucanus jig. Yeah. This year, dolphin. This time, dolphin. Yeah. And this time, small one. Look in the water, 30 of his buddies.
Mm. Yeah. Came up with him.
Yeah.
How deep were they?
Depending on how, we literally...
Yeah, so where in the water column were they?
When I hooked his first one, halfway, maybe. Okay, maybe so a little, maybe higher than that.
Feet. You're 100 feet, so it's 50 feet.
Bright, sunny, shiny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, not bright, sunny, but shiny. You know, good. Yeah.
So when they all came up and you got that one in.
No.
Oh, what?
Didn't pull that one in.
Oh, that one got off.
No, leave that one in the water, and Rick hooked one on bait. Ah. On the way up, trying to get up to me with the gaffers.
Yeah.
One of them comes off the school as soon as he gets near it. He hooks that one. We put that one in a rod holder. Rick grabs another rod with a bucktail.
Shit.
Rob's got his bucktail. Nothing. We catch
the couple. Nothing. As in they left? You didn't see them anymore, or they still there?
As in they hung out and they wouldn't eat pieces of strip bait on bucktails.
Right.
Bear hook little pieces. Lucanus jig.
Right.
So we caught three or two right then. You know what I mean? Out of the, and then they went away after a couple minutes, even having the one in the water.
Right.
We flipped those in, you know, and we, at this point, we're like, you know what? The drifting hasn't been real effective except for us more mahi.
So you hook one, bring it up, you catch two off of the school that came with it.
Yeah.
Right there on top. All like,
not on top, but 5 feet at the top. I mean, and in crystal clear water, dude. Oh, yeah, you're bright, beautiful, you know, bright yellow tails and blue bodies.
And then you're still trying to just hook up rods, put in a rod holder, hook another one, put in a rod holder.
No, you only have to keep one in the water.
Okay, so you're trying to land those.
The Lucanus jig is not good for landing them. Actually, I flipped my fish off pulling it in the boat.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lucanus jig is just too big of a weight, too small of a hook.
Yeah.
And they're separated.
Yeah.
It's not meant for a fish that does that type of action.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're like cracked to the stupid things, though.
Yeah.
They absolutely hate them. They just jump on them as soon as they see them in the water.
So
because that's twice in a row.
So what, you caught one on the Lucanus jig coming up. As you're coming up, I hooked that one. You hooked that one.
I had that one, and I kept him on until Rick hooked the one on the double hook bottom rig he had for,
with...
Yeah, but we got good hooks, you know what I mean? Little strips for triggerfish. Okay, we're trying to find triggerfish down there.
So you got one on a bottom rig, and then one on...
the Lucanus, and I go to flip the one on the Lucanus, it comes off. Rick's dropping a bucktail with a strip bait on it.
Didn't want that one.
And Rob's got his. We just got the flounder on.
Okay.
Up with the strip bait on it. Nothing. We grab it and snatch on the tail.
On both of those.
Yeah.
No, the bucktails with the squid strips didn't work.
Nothing.
But
no love.
But you threw the Lucanus jig back out?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. The Lucanus jig is not going to catch them. You know what I mean?
You just hooked one with it.
Yeah, but if we're not going to get him in the boat. The hook is just too small.
Got no gaffs. When you, like that.
They're too small to gaff, man. Oh, okay, gaff and a mahi is hard enough already, and you're going to throw a gaff in one it's that, 15 inches.
It's that wide, right? It's that tall.
Yeah. I mean, these are a little...
Yeah.
If we had known we were going to catch so many gaffers...
And you probably got your...
We had only caught two gaffers at this point. Now we have three little bailers.
Right.
If we had known, we would have tackled the troll.
I didn't realize they were that small. Yeah. That you could have used just regular light tackle.
That's what we were using. Oh, okay. That's what we were trying to use. That's what the double hook bottom ring is on a rod with just enough weight to get to the bottom and hold. It was like 3 ounces.
Yeah.
Four ounces because there was not a lot of current.
But a medium action.
Yeah. And the Lucanus jig is on a trout rod, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh no, bailing these things, you can catch them on trout rods.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Because even as small as they are, they've got about like 100 times as much strength as a puppy drum or a speckled trout. You know what I mean? They go absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Flipping out of the water.
They'll take 20 or 30 yards a line off of a little tiny reel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Off of your little, just go, you know? They're fun. So that school disappeared, and we're like, man, apparently there's more mahi around here than what is biting our troll. Maybe we'll set back out and try it again.
Trolling.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it worked.
Got some more.
We set them back out. We caught 11, and 8 of them were gaffers.
Phew.
One of them was 15, 16 pounds or so.
Yeah.
The one we caught on the plug got hit 3 times. Twice it went screaming. The first time it went screaming, it came off, you know, within a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The second time it stayed tight. We've nicknamed it the brainer. It hooks them, not in the mouth.
But up on the head.
Oh, yeah, it hooks them wherever, dude. Right. They come up at it mean-like, and it just, like, gets them before they get it or whatever. So Rick has nicknamed it the brainer. This one, Rick stuck the gaff in, pulls it in the boat, and the plug is sitting next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just out. We knew we had one shot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We keep the boat in gear, that way when they get close, they're just basically trying to plane away.
Right.
And you just winch them closer. And then, of course, he tries to go crazy, but before that, you try to stick him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it was fun. Rob, it sounded like he had a blast. It seems like he had a blast. The prints, the mahi print. Did you see his
picture
of the mahi print? Dude, that thing's sick.
Yeah. I knew what happened.
That was my
idea.
Yeah. I've been asking him about mahi head. I've been like, man. And he was like, he just didn't see it, you know. Mm-hmm. But as we filleted them all and got them towards the end of filleting, he realized, man, he started to see it, you know what I mean? And he was like, man, we've already cut up most of... So anyway, he kept a head, or a body, and we cut it off at, you know, behind the head. And that's what it ended up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fish are so bright and colorful, and they have such an aggressive face. The face just looks mean, like they're mad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool fish.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll get a shot at them this week, but...
Yeah. So you didn't do any kayaking?
Yeah. Both weeks. 2 weeks. Spade fish. I've tried spade fishing. Well, I tried sheephead fishing one day too, and for the third or fourth time, I've been sheephead fishing. Every single thing I put in the water gets eaten by croakers before I can even... And now the red tide has taken over. We have to go over 2 miles out to get past the red tide now.
I texted you that when I was coming
down. Yeah, I've seen it from the boats, man. It's bad.
It's
bad.
Getting worse. This week it got bad enough where it's like, it's real bad now. It's a lot of distance of it. It's thick. It is pretty much from the shoreline.
You're not going to catch sheep's head in
that. It smells bad. It's when it's smell, you can smell it. It's not that, it just smells...
I mean, I think it's on top mostly and underneath, but it's...
Yeah. There's cleaner water. You can paddle a little cleaner water. Yeah.
The inlet was covered with it the other day.
And that's what I was thinking. We were going to go out here before we went to do this. It was going to be calm today. And I was like,
Dude, it's whole inlet's full of it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
The whole inlet's full of it. It's just crazy right now. It was just hot.
Yep.
And then it rained.
Yep. Exactly. The combo. That is the combo.
It was super hot, then it rained. So now we have the algae.
Yeah.
It'll go away. It'll go away, man. It's not as hot this week.
The next couple days is supposed to be in the 90s.
Yeah, but 90s. It's not upper 90s with, like... And there's supposed to be some clouds, too.
Yeah.
It was super... It just...
Yep. Yep. It just cooked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You yeah, there's going to be some wind.
And you... Oh, you went... You had, I remember that I was at work and you paddled out because I get my clams. I need to get my clam case to get that back from me.
Oh yeah, that thing smells good.
Oh Jesus, man, you fucking rinse that out or nothing.
Oh no, I need to rinse it out now. I had an accident this past week with it.
Oh, you left them in there
on accident. Oh, yeah, I forgot they were
okay,
in there.
I'll get it next time.
Yeah, yeah, I got to clean. I dumped it today, and I don't have the ice packs anymore.
It's fine. Yeah, those are.
We don't want the ice packs anymore. No. You don't want that.
No. All right, so you paddled out.
Well, when I woke up, man, it didn't look like it was going to be any sun at all, and it was.
This just, was your options were cobia fishing on a boat.
Yeah. I thought Brian might go cobia fishing, man, but I didn't know, and
or paddle out and spade fish because I had about a dozen.
Yeah, yeah. So I had bait to go spade fishing, so I got up early in the morning and just the tide was right. Too. Mm-hmm. That was the week that the tide was right. So. Yep.
And I had some, I think I had a good week. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I set up early and I just paddled out. You know, I got out and by the time I hit the second small boat channel, I heard my phone buzzing behind me. And I turn around and look at this Brian and I was like, oh boy. Or no, he texted me. He was like, going to roll out in a few for the morning, you know, if you want to roll. So I texted him back, and I'm like, man, I'm at the second small boat channel. I'm about to be spade fishing in the kayak right near the first, but if you're just getting up and ready, man, I've got plenty of time to fish. I can't paddle back in that fast, but if you're, I got time to fish, man. If the boat is empty, it's a 28-footer, man. You got plenty of space to just flip this kayak up in there, man, and we can go fishing. Have plenty of space. Mm-hmm. No problem whatsoever.
Yep.
He's like, really? I was like, yeah, man, not a problem. So he's like, cool. So
he came and grabbed you.
Snatch yeah, I caught like five spade fish.
And then, yeah, that was cool.
Caught like five spades in the morning. It was fun. The bite was crazy because you would just roll up on a piling, get in the eddy, and catch one. And then nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just nothing.
Yeah. Moving.
Move around and go catch another one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get a lot of bait taken.
Yeah.
Alex, the next week, last week, when I went, Alex broke a big one off. Big one. The whole leader was shredded. He didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
What
did the sheep said, was it?
No. Okay. Yeah, dude, it was just, it was I saw it take off. And then it just took off around the piling, and he dropped it in free spool, paddles around, goes to come back on it, and it just goes, choof. Picks it up, man, and his main line has got some shred in it, and the leader has shredded a bunch, and it's just, like, cut off, like, probably 6-7 inches from the hook.
Yeah.
No chance.
I lost a good one. Well,
yeah, he didn't...
I was on one side, and he went right through the other side.
Oh, yeah, that's what he did, man, and Alex... Alex followed him, and
Just like my cobia line, sometimes it just gets hooked on the piling, not wrapped. It just gets hooked on shit on the piling. Yep. That's, you can't do shit.
Yep, it just shredded his shit, man.
Yeah.
It sucks too because that was a big one. Yeah. I could tell the way it was taking line. It was a big one.
This one was. I would start estimating at 16 the one I lost because just the way he burned and everything I was catching was in the 13, 14s and so I was figuring it was going a little bit bigger. But I've been seeing some big ones.
I mean, he might have stuck one of the big ones by accident. Chin or something.
Yeah, or even sometimes when you miss one, you can snag.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I tell you, man,
so I'm saying stuck one by accident.
I'm finding that when I'm able to see them, that's when I'm learning a shit ton. Right, that's when I'm like in. I'm learning all. I'm able to see what they're doing.
Yeah, anytime I've been out this year, I haven't seen them. They're right out of view. I mean, if you drop any more than 3 or 4 feet out of view, you're not going to catch them. Right. But
you're past them.
Yeah.
They're right under.
You can't see them.
Right.
And normally they love the kayak.
What's so funny is like you drop your, you know, the weight goes here and then the bait disappears. And that's where they are. Cause and when I'm seeing, I only had that little bit of visibility that one day, but when I did see them, it was really like, if I was below them, they could pick the bait off easier, right? Because they're coming down on it and pulling the bait off.
Yeah.
Down, if they're coming up to it, they come down. So that's where I'm really always trying to be on top of them. You know, yeah. Always trying to be on top. And some of that's really like super cane pole, 2 feet down almost, you know. It's a, yeah.
We got a question about the Maryland Bay Bridge. I just have absolutely no idea what to tell you about that.
Yeah, I saw that. From what I, now,
Is the Maryland Bay Bridge, the Chesapeake, is he talking about the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Maryland?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know that.
What do you mean?
Is there a different bridge? Is the Maryland Bay Bridge, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge? Okay.
Not the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, tunnel.
I know.
You throw it on here and that's ours.
Right. Yeah.
That one's just Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Okay, because he said Maryland Bay Bridge.
Oh, it's probably the...
I'm assuming it's got to be the same thing.
Yeah. From what I understand about that area, and I'm just, you know, from watching the forums and just kind of learning about the area, when I did a little bit of research when I was paddling through that area, and I was going through that area about this time of year, it seemed like I was seeing a lot of people catching a lot of white perch. And large white
perch. That's a white perch, yeah. That's what I was gonna say. This is a perch fishery, I think.
And striper that gets going after a while. I think that becomes
schools. Is that close to the ones that were schooling up for you?
That was further south. Okay. That was on the Calvert Cliffs area. But up there, I think it seemed like a lot of white perch. That was when I was going through, and from what I understand, from what I've read from everybody and everything. But it's a cool area up there. But that area right now would be white perch, I would think. And that's just from, you know, we live 300 miles from there.
Yeah. And if it's white perch, that's probably why I'm not there.
I was catching one.
I'm not going there to catch white perch.
Yeah.